Okay, Megan, we're recording.
Perfect. Okay. Good morning and welcome to the April 29th, 2020 meeting of the Oregon Board of Accountancy's Qualifications Committee. My name is Megan Curry. I'm the committee chair, and I'd like to call the meeting to order at 9:02 Pacific time. I would also like to issue a reminder that this is a public call and is being recorded. And then we'll go ahead and get started into the remaining items on the agenda. Just a few quick housekeeping items as we begin. I'm sure by now that we're all very familiar with the work from home or work remotely conference call kind of situation. And so we probably have a lot of individuals either on cell phones or that may have background noise. In the event that this applies to you and you're comfortable just muting your line for the time being, that could be a completely appropriate choice. But if you would like to chime in, just make sure that you unmute before you do that. With that, we'll go ahead and start with a roll call of all participants on the line. What I'd like to do is start with QC members and board staff. That ensures that we have a quorum. Then we'll move on to applicants. And then we'll ask for supervisor licensees, including which applicant you're supporting today, and then any other guests that are on the line will ask you to identify yourself. So with that, QC members on the line, could you please identify yourself?
I don't know why. Aaron Piazza.
Casey Camworth.
Michael Smoot.
Steffi Zhu.
Brian Miller.
Ellen Nick Wong.
Sam, please.
Mary Pinero.
Great, thank you. Did I hear Norm Rush on the line? Okay, anyone else that you're aware of that would not be attending the meeting today? Julie or Stacey?
I know that Yvette will not be on the line.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Excellent. Thank you, PC members. Oh, go ahead.
This is Kimberly, FAST Executive Director.
Oh, hi, Kimberly. Good morning.
Good morning.
Kimberly, and then I think I heard Julie and Stacy on the line as well.
Julie, yes.
Yes, Stacy will not be participating in this meeting today. She's recovering from a surgery.
Okay, excellent. Thank you. All right. So without it, we do have a quorum of QC members on the line today. And board staff, thank you for participating. And then we have a board liaison, Jason Robinson. Mr. Robinson, are you on the line? Okay, with that, then let's move to applicants and supervisor licensees, and then anyone else on the line, if you could please identify yourself.
Max Polia.
Helen Harder.
I heard Helen Harder and Charlotte Hammond, is that correct?
Yep.
Thank you.
Good morning. This is Daria Melitas, and my supervisor and licensee, Casey Delaney, was not able to call in today.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Wendy.
This is Magda. Just to confirm, the supervisor will be able to join in if necessary. I have notified them of the meeting.
That's correct.
Thank you, Matt.
So I believe I heard Wen Kin.
Yes.
Thank you.
This is David from Standard in support of Charlotte Hammond.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name, sir, in support of Charlotte Hammond.
David Pagliarulo from
Thank
Standard.
You. Thank you, David. And Stacy, did I hear you join us?
You did. Hi, Stacy Jane, board staff.
Good morning.
Good morning, Stacy. Good morning.
Hey, this is Brian Dennis in support of Wen.
Thank you.
Samantha. Okay, anyone else on the line that has not identified themselves? Okay. All right, so our next order of business under item 2 on the agenda includes a review and approval of the agenda that we're working on today. And if everyone on the committee has had a chance to review and there are no changes, to approve.
So are you looking for a motion to approve?
Mm-hmm.
Motion to Aaron Piazza, motion to approve the agenda.
Thanks, Aaron.
Michael Smoot, I'll second that.
Thank you, Michael.
Thanks, Michael. All those in favor of approving the agenda?
Aaron Piazza, aye.
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 Aye. Any opposition? Any opposed? Okay, the motion passes. Thank you. Okay, the next item on the agenda relates to the summary of the January 13th, 2020 Qualifications Committee that was provided by the staff in advance of the meeting. It's essentially, because our meetings are recorded, the summaries are just a very high-level note of actions that were taken, including if an application was deferred, the reasons for those deferrals, and then who was approved from an applicant standpoint. That summary was provided in the packet by Stacy 2 weeks ago, and just want to make sure everyone had an opportunity to review that, and if there are any questions or edits that you would like to see. Okay.
This is Ellen Vaughn.
Go ahead.
I have no feedback.
Okay. Great. Thank you. We don't need to take in an official vote on this item, so as long as we have consensus, we can go ahead and move forward. So we do have on the agenda a couple of the next two items, both labeled as number 4, but the first item, number 4, is a report of board action. And Kimberly, I think I heard you on the line. Would you be covering the board action for us today?
I sure can. At the last meeting we had, which was in January, the board approved all the recommendations for the qualifications committee. As you are well aware, in the beginning of January, our new rules became effective, so hopefully you've had a chance to at least read portions of those as it relates to applications that are coming in. We did loosen up some of the timelines for reciprocity applications, giving them a window of time to apply. We were running into a lot of people beginning to work in Oregon prior to having an active license in Oregon. So we put a 60-day time frame for them to do that, so we're not always chasing after them. So there's some really good rules in there. If you have questions when you're reviewing them, that would be great. Some of you may know that we are getting ready to move our offices. We're hoping to do that mid-May. And, of course, renewals will be coming up very soon, too. So we are mailing those out earlier this year. And I think that's about all my updates. Great. Thank you. Okay. So then before we move into our current applications, I wanted to skip very quickly to the new business section on the agenda, which includes updated motion wording to be used in our applications. Did everyone receive that and have a chance to review?
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
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 Yes. That sounds great. Thank you, everyone. We will plan to use those new sentences or motion wordings as we approach today's application. So please have that at hand as you are covering your application and bringing forth your motion. Okay. So circling back then to agenda item four, we have four. From the January 13th, 2020 meeting. So two quick reminders as we begin to discuss our application. We have found in the past that having the QC member that has been assigned to the application, giving them the opportunity to discuss their interactions with the candidate and with the supervisor licensee, as well as provide an overview of the application ahead of making a motion so that we can really discuss it as a group before we bring forth a formal motion, tends to speed up the process. So if that works for everyone, then I think we would prefer to follow that course. Also, just a reminder, if there are any circumstances related to any application that you feel would impair your independence for any reason or objectivity, then please abstain from voting, and then just note the reason for your abstention so that Stacey and Julie can note that for the minutes. Let's see. Norm, did you join the call? Is Norm Rush on the line? Okay. And so Norm would have had a co-reviewer of the application. Let's see. Miller, are you on the line?
No, it's Aaron Piazza. Me and Norm reviewed Charlotte's application, so I'm here.
Thank you.
Oh, perfect. Okay. All right. Well, with that, are you comfortable to proceed? With
yeah, you know, no problem. I'll do the first overview, and I guess I heard Charlotte call in, so she can answer questions as well from the group. So overall, my overall impression was that I personally really have no qualms about Charlotte's application. I thought she it's pretty detailed, and it's pretty clear from her work history at the Standard that she is doing fairly high level stuff, analysis, research. I'm not going to summarize it because it's 7 pages here, and you can all have it in front of you. But the big picture is I personally don't have any issues with it. I think that she's qualified. I think the previous work history at the Oregon Department of Revenue, which she doesn't really touch on much, but it's part of her background, also gives me a lot of, I guess, confidence that she's got a pretty broad-based understanding of both sides of our industry and profession. So I don't know how detailed you want the reviewer brief, but I think it's an impressive application. I don't have any objections to it, so I guess we could open up for questions if anybody wants to.
That's great. Thank you, Aaron. Sorry to put you on the spot with that as well. You did a great job. So let's see. Related to Charlotte's application, I guess the one kind of question I had, and it sounds like Mr. Pazirulo is on the line as well, do we have a good sense for the level of direct interaction between Charlotte and the supervisor licensee, because it looks like, one, we've got a skip-level situation, and then it might also extrapolate over into a different department. So I think what we really want to do is have a good sense for the level of detail and depth of that direct supervision and oversight.
Sure, that makes sense. The question definitely makes sense. This is David Pagliarulo. So, yes, Charlotte is in the statutory reporting team. When I joined the Standard in 2016, I was the director over the statutory reporting team. Charlotte and I overlapped for a brief time in that role. But I maintained, when I moved over to senior director of financial reporting and accounting policy, I maintained much of my direct review of materials that Charlotte is producing, and given my role directly in that department, I have a very in-depth understanding of the materials that are created and the expectations of that work. Charlotte and I frequently have touch points on her work, not just on her work, but also on the status of the deliverables, what we're seeing in terms of trends. And I'm also on the review group for some of the higher level analytical deliverables that she has, like the quarterly executive summary memo. So I both have direct interaction with Charlotte on her work, as well as on the review groups that see her work on a monthly and quarterly basis. A lot of the work that the stat team does will drive overall decisions for the company, so I maintain close exposure to that.
Great. Thank you for the additional context.
Yep.
I guess along those lines, can I just confirm with both you and with Charlotte that all examples that are used in the competency write-up and in the paper were under your direct supervision and during that is supervision period?
Yes, that's correct.
Yep, that's correct.
Okay.
To be clear, you were correct. It is, she does have a manager. She reports directly to another manager, but the work that was being produced was under my direct supervision.
Great. Thank you. No, I appreciate the clarification. I think there are a couple of instances within the paper where the write-up refers to discussions held with her manager, for instance, to discuss the results of the scenario model, those kinds of things. So I just want to make sure that that named manager was, in fact, you as the signing supervisor, and it sounds like the answer is yes. So I appreciate that. Other questions from other members in the group regarding the specific competencies?
This is Michael Smoot. I think the only competency that I had questions on was competency E. I didn't see discussion around kind of the risk assessment and identifications of identifying risk material misstatement. I know it seemed like there were some good examples in there of kind of the procedures that were done and sort of the analysis. But I guess what I kind of was missing when I read it initially was just kind of that front-end risk assessment component related to the project that was used in the example. So I think that was the one thing that I wasn't seeing the linkage of the risk assessment.
Thanks, Michael. Are there comments on the application?
Yeah, this is Nick. Can you hear me okay?
Yep.
I had just some comments on A, B, C. I agree with what was just said on E and F. And so you want me to walk through kind of my observations and comments, or do others want to chime in if they had any concerns with competencies?
I agree with you, Nick. I had questions on B, E, and F. And so maybe we can just start a dialogue on those, and as well as the other that you mentioned.
Okay. So on A, I'll start with A. So on A, it didn't appear that independence and objectivity were addressed. My general comment on B was that I felt like we needed some more examples on evaluation of performance measures, objectives, and goals. On C, I thought C had some really good examples of preparation of routine working papers, but I wanted to see a little bit more in terms of analysis of financial accounting issues. E, I won't repeat what was said. My concern on F was that I didn't see an example of technical accounting research. The example around RBC I thought was good, but I thought that it was a little bit too narrow and wanted to see more examples, and specifically examples of how technical accounting research was performed.
Nick, I agree with your comments. I think I would kind of supplement for competency B. It's very heavily statutory reporting related, which makes sense because that's the group that she resides within at the standard. I think as particularly as she's approaching some of the KPIs,
that are important within the industry, kind of understanding or maybe comparing and contrasting what and why that particular KPI might be better than, say, a GAAP KPI, just kind of helping us understand that there's a clear articulation of an understanding by the candidate of the difference between the two and how that crosswalks and why one is, you know, maybe more relevant to the business than the other. And then in competency F, I agree that, again, a lot of stat reporting information, which is great. I think also the competency does specifically ask for technical accounting research, which I think there's some reference to lease accounting in competency G, but not really the sort of research, facts and conclusions drawn from that research. And then, Michael, I agree on competency E. It's more of a narrative of a challenging project that was undertaken and completed rather than kind of a front-end risk assessment and how that was addressed. So, other comments from the group? Aaron, do you have questions or maybe you want to provide a recap of the what you're hearing from a competency and perhaps form a motion from there? I'd be happy to help you if you would like.
I was on mute. Is there anything? Is this something that we can get past with a verbal quiz right now, or is it something that you're wanting to see in writing? And we have the applicant on the line, and you have a couple specific questions. If they're able to answer them,
I think generally, particularly when we are looking at the risk assessment competency and then the kind of pretty significant differences from the examples versus what's kind of, GAAP, I would anticipate we would like to see revision or additional documentation for those competencies, and the ones that were mentioned, if I remember off the top of my head, were A, B, C, E, and F.
Yeah, I think this is Nick. So on A, I just had one, and no one else chimed in on A. I just didn't see independence and objectivity addressed. So I don't know if that's a material omission. Maybe just some comments from the candidate would address concerns regarding that. But on B, B, C, E, and F, I would think that we would want a little bit more documentation in the application.
Thanks, Nick. Aaron, does that help with your question?
I think it answers it, yeah.
Perfect. Okay. Any other comments before Aaron brings forth a motion? Okay.
So it sounds like everyone with the consensus is to defer.
Yes.
All right. I move to defer the application for Charlotte Hammond pending additional documentation of BCE and F competencies.
Thank you, Aaron. Do we have a second?
This is Nick.
Mary Pinero, I second.
Oh. All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay,
Helen Vong, I abstain. I currently work with Charlotte and David Pagliarillo.
Great, thank you. I appreciate it. Any other abstentions?
I'm abstaining. Brian Miller. Charlotte and I used to work together at Indonero.
Okay, great, thank you. Okay. Anyone else? Any other abstentions? Perfect. Okay. So based on those counts, it sounds like the motion passes. Charlotte and David, thanks for your time on the phone this morning. Aaron will be in touch with you following the meeting to talk through the results as well as provide some guidance on next steps and how to continue to revise the paper for the next round. Thank you for your time.
David, thank you for that. Yep, I appreciate the comments. They made sense, and we can address them.
Great. Thanks so much. The next current application on the agenda for this morning is for Helen Harder, which is Yvette Burling and Mr. Lowe. And Yvette was unable to be on the call this morning. Brian, are you comfortable covering the application?
Yes. This is my first attempt at doing this, so if I miss some gaps, please bear with me. So Yvette and I worked with Helen on her application, and she submitted a great application. We gave her just a couple kind of guidance notes where she could offer some more details in her application. It was a great application overall, and both of us agreed that she had demonstrated evidence that she has competencies in all the areas she needs. She got her undergrad in accounting and entrepreneurship from the University of Portland and has worked at Intel since 2018. At Intel, she had gone through their CPA training program. And she, during that time, she's worked with a couple different mentors and supervisors that both signed off on her experience in the application. She's worked internally there at Intel in their external reporting department doing SEC disclosures as well as in the department that deals with compensation and benefits and more specifically in stock compensation, and like I said, that we thought the application was strong to start with, and just gave her a couple or feedback on a couple of the competencies, ANC to add more details of specific experiences with those competencies. But yeah, that's kind of the highlight.
Good job, thank you. Okay, so with that, let's open the application up for comments and questions from the group. Not hearing many questions from the team. Helen, are you on the line?
Yep, I'm on the line.
Perfect. I have just one quick question for you on competency E related to the end-to-end testing for your
E-Trade conversion from UBS for your stock plan administration. I was wondering, once the IT application controls around the calculation of retirements and that accelerated vesting were verified, if you felt the need to implement any additional periodic manual review controls, or once you got comfortable with those calculations, what was kind of your thought there?
For sure. So the previous process related to that retirement algorithm was completely manual, and we had a bunch of manual intervention checks. And so once we transitioned into our new system and we, you know, tested that systemized calculation, essentially after we were comfortable with that, the only kind of manual checks in that process were just verifying, you know, like completeness and accuracy of inputs. So not as manual as before, if that answers your question.
Yeah, absolutely. That's very helpful. Thank you. Any other questions or feedback for Helen or for the group? Okay. Hearing none, Brian, would you like to bring forth the motion?
Sure. I'd like to move that there's sufficient evidence that Helen has demonstrated the competencies necessary for her initial licensing. Per OAR
801-010-0065. Perfect.
Casey,
I'll second.
Thank you. Sorry. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Great. Any abstentions? Yeah, the motion passes. Thank you. Moving to the next current application, Daria Metellis. Daria, I think I heard that you are on the line. Nick, I believe you are the reviewer on that application, so I'll turn the floor over to you.
Yes. Thanks, Megan. So pleased to be presenting the application for Daria Metellis. Her application was reviewed by Gabby Zhu and I. Daria is a senior accountant at Equilibrium Capital Management, where she's worked since 2017, held accounting roles with increasing responsibility during her time there. The company, Equilibrium, is an asset management firm that provides investment services to four funds which have sustainability investment themes. She's managed full cycle AP, AR, general ledger close for the Consolidate Group and a separate investment fund. Since 2019, she's overseeing the accounting for complex balance sheet accounts and had responsibility for financial statement and footnote preparation for the consolidated entity and one of the separate investment funds. She was very responsive to the suggestions we made to the initial application, provided several additional examples that I thought strengthened each of the competencies. And with that additional information, I think has demonstrated sufficient experience related to competencies. With that, I'll turn it over to the group for any questions or comments.
Nick, this is Megan. I concur. I thought it was a very strong application.
This is Casey. I'll third that. I thought it was a very, very thorough, good application.
Thank you. Are we ready for a motion? I move that there is sufficient evidence that Daria Metellis
demonstrated the competencies necessary for initial licensing per OAR 801-010-0065.
Brian Miller, seconds.
Thank you. Motion on the floor is to approve the application of Daria Melitas. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 This is Daria. I would just like to thank everybody, and especially Nick, for all his help and all his input. I really appreciate Nick's careful guidance and everything that went into the application. So thank you very much.
You're welcome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Before we move on, any opposed to the vote? Okay, hearing none. Any abstentions?
This is Michael Smoot. I worked with Dasha at Moss Adams, and then she works for a current client. So because of that, I'm abstaining, but congratulations, Dasha.
Yes, thank you very much. And just to clear up, Daria is my legal name, but I go by Dasha, so I'm still the same person.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so the motion passes. Thank you. Final application on current pending items is from Max Polyev. Michael?
Perfect. So I reviewed this along with Ellen Vong, so I'll give kind of my thoughts and then give her opportunity to see if she has anything to add. So Max Polyov, very responsive to the comments, appreciate his flexibility, knowing that obviously there's a lot going on in New York right now and a lot of other more important things in the world. So appreciate Max's diligence in addressing our comments and being very thorough through the process. So in his application, he's supervised by multiple CPAs through April 2018 through October 2019. We discussed edits with Max in each of the competencies. You know, in competency A, we had wanted to see a little bit more granular examples and linkage to the actual competencies. In B, we looked for some discussions around specific or performance measures. There was a couple minor edits in C. In D, we asked to see a little bit of aggregation of data and technical research along with some evaluation of controls. In competency E, we had Max add a little bit more commentary around the risk assessment and identification of risk material misstatement. In competency F, we had him add some examples around problem solving, critical thinking, and then in competency G, a little bit more granularity and discussion around discussions with top management and being able to kind of explain technical information to some of those higher level people that might not be CPAs or quite understand the inner workings. But with that said, I think, you know, after the edits, I think it's a really strong application. I think, like I said before, I think Max, you know, took our comments to heart and really look to make and put forward a really strong application. Ellen, anything that you'd like to add?
Thanks, Michael. This is the first application I've reviewed, so thank you, everyone, for kind of being patient with us as we're learning this part. But, yeah, I thought it looked like Max had been part of a very robust internal audit group and that he had gotten good exposure and experience throughout the years. I agree with what Michael said. His return comments were clear and concise and really added to the body of work of his application.
Great. Thank you both. Comments or questions from the Qualifications Committee on the application?
Hi, this is Nick. I just had a few comments. Would like to hear definitely from others because I'm not sure that, you know, these are deal breakers. But one of my observations in B was that a lot of the discussion was at the business process level compared to the organization level. And I think the spirit of that competency is really about evaluating the organization's goals, performance measures, and critical success factors. And then in C, I thought the examples that were offered were very good, but I was left wanting maybe a few more examples. And in F, I really didn't see where, I thought F was very strong, except for I thought that it was lacking examples of technical accounting research.
May I address those?
Yeah, go ahead.
So regarding competency B, when we're speaking about objectives and goals, so that's correct that an internal audit, we're obviously looking at the processes at a very detailed level in order to assess whether they are effective, whether their design actually achieves the goal for which these objectives exist, and whether they are efficient, whether those goals are achieved through this process in the most economic way possible. But definitely the view of the organizational impact is the whole context in which these processes are considered. We don't look at them as completely separate out of an organizational context, out of context of a specific department. For instance, when we're looking in one of the examples that I'm bringing in the application, when we're looking at the business process outsourcing, yes, we were looking specifically at each one of the projects, but always the discussion on the impact of a specific process was what impact does it have on the entire organization, okay, or in some cases on the entire department. So always consideration of performance measures or analysis of a specific process, it always integrates the organizational context. So I try to reflect that in those specific examples, but I can confirm that that it definitely applies.
This is Nick. Yeah, I appreciate that additional context. So unless other committee members had questions on that competency, I'm satisfied with that.
Any other questions from the group? Sorry, Max, I didn't mean to cut you off. Were you going on to the next competency?
Sorry.
No, that's okay. Go ahead. Yeah, you're good.
Okay, I believe the next one was competency C. Nick, if you can please repeat the question.
I think, this is Nick again. I think I'd look to other committee members in terms of, I think when I read that competency, I just left wanting for a few more examples, but like I said, I don't think that's a deal breaker on that one if the other committee members think that it's sufficient. And then on F, I just didn't see examples of technical accounting research. That might have been my oversight.
Well, when we speak about technical accounting research, I think the example actually that I brought there, I think it would be a good example to go in. Actually, there are two examples. Let's look at both. One of them is more technical, which was an example of credit management, where actually the research was done across different dimensions of the data. Different periods, analysis of the trends between those periods, and actually the inquiry what was standing behind those patterns. So, as I mentioned in the example, the research in this case was around the interpretation of of comparing the dates in different periods, in different periods of length, okay, and interpretation of those trends given the background of the company. For instance, I'm bringing here the example of seasonality and whether the pattern that we're seeing can actually confirm that, or the pattern that we're seeing means that there is some other factor in place. So at least this is how I interpreted the matter of accounting resources. When you have different sets of data, okay, which refer to the same objective, which is here the situation of credit management, and then interpreting what you see given the background of what you know. Okay. Another example in competency F is basically dealing with the long term, with analysis of a long term trend, which is affecting a specific manufacturing facility. And there is a situation here when we have a constraint in storage capacity, which may impact future revenues. Okay, so there is a lot of data in the actual situation itself, but the research in this case included basically going through all the steps in understanding what the issue is, and specifically what the implications long term may be. Okay, so on one hand, we have a forecast, a long term forecast, and here the part of the research was going to understanding what the forecast was being built, whether the assumptions in this forecast were actually sustainable, whether this forecast would be the correct tool to use in order to assess those long-term consequences. Then also comparing that with what we know from public sources, for instance, on the forecast of a given spirits type. Forecast for the next 5 years. Okay, then there is a part of what it would, for instance, cost to build additional storage facility versus renting an additional storage facility. What would be the impact on the cash flow? Either a substantial amount being paid up front and then no cash flow impact, but only impact of depreciation in the books in the following periods, or renting, which would mean both cash outflow and expense. Okay, comparing that with the potential loss of revenue if nothing is being done. So I believe this whole situation was a very good example of actually specific accounting research of specific items, okay, that can actually be put together in a resolution of a given business situation. I don't know whether I managed to explain.
No, I think that was helpful, and, you know, Nick can chime in too. I think in particular, perhaps a question about a very specific FASB accounting pronouncement or accounting standard codification, maybe a new pronouncement that came out, and how you really tackled that to, you know, interpret how it may have applied to your organization, or even an existing pronouncement, but perhaps a new transaction for your company, and how you evaluated that piece of accounting guidance and summarized and drew a conclusion about how it would apply for your organization?
Well, I would say that generally one of the dimensions of our work is, let's say, bringing the accounting data, okay, to the level, what I would call at the corporate level, general public, which is not strictly technical, but rather on the side of explanation and interpretation of the accounting conventions and the accounting rules, and we as internal audit being on the side of internal compliance this is pretty much a regular occasion when we present an audit report to the top management. There is always a discussion apart from the audit report itself, which is a written document with audit errors, conclusions, and recommendations. There is also a discussion. I don't think there's ever been one discussion where accounting has been mentioned have not been specifically mentioned. And there are also some areas which you have to repeat over and over, one of which, for instance, is the period cut off in order to drive the understanding of that into, let's say, the mind of the different level of the organization. So the accounting conventions themselves, probably rather than very specific technical matter, is the primary area of our focus. But again, this is all part of what I would define as general education. We always strive to educate ourselves and also educate others.
Mm-hmm. This is Nick.
Go ahead, Nick.
I was just going to say, Max, thank you for that. I think, obviously, I think this application is very strong, experience overall. I think Megan articulated kind of my one remaining item, very well in terms of somewhere in this application. I think there needs to be, demonstration of analysis against accounting standards. So, a new standard, as she said, that the company had implemented, or I think you discussed it, in your recent example where in the internal audit work, you're frequently, as a course of that work, as part of your conclusion, you're concluding on, transactions in relation to accounting standards. But the piece that I thought was missing in terms of documentation were specific references to technical accounting research in terms of how assumptions should be accounted for in relation to accounting standards.
Okay, I understand.
Does that make sense, Max? Okay, perfect. Yeah, and I think maybe the kind of finer point is that, with respect to your role in internal audit, you are working with a really broad group of individuals. You may need to pull and reference FASBs as part of your everyday work with those individuals. However, it is a building block and a very kind of key basic expectation of obtaining a CPA license that a candidate can demonstrate that ability to interpret that technical accounting guidance. And we know you've got that experience. We just would like to potentially see that written in your write-up.
Okay. Point taken.
Any other questions on Max's application before Michael brings forward a motion?
This is Mary Pinero. I had a similar observation, only I was doing it against point G. But you've answered that. If we get some examples, I think there's places where you've mentioned that something wasn't, the accounting wasn't correct, and after you've worked with it, you've gotten it to conform to accounting rules, but not being specific as to which accounting rules were being violated and what now is being practiced and what you were referring to decide whether it was good or not accounting.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Any other comments on the application? All right, Michael, I'll turn it back to you. Michael, do we have you on the line?
Sorry, I was talking on mute again. Awesome. to recap my conversation with myself, what I'm hearing is C, F, and G. Since we are going back, I figured for C we could make a couple of those additional examples since we are going back, just to kind of round that out. But just want to make sure that I'm hearing that correctly.
Yeah, I think that sounds good.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay,
I move to defer the application for Max Polyov pending additional documentation of competencies C, F, and G.
Mary Pinero, I second.
Great, thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, the motion passes. So we are through all of our current applications, and we have one remaining application. Oh, go ahead.
Megan, excuse me, I apologize. This is Norm Rush. I had on my calendar that we started at 10. I apologize. I did not realize it.
No problem. Thank you, Norm. Welcome. So we just made our way through all current applications, and then now we're moving on to the deferred application from our January 13th meeting for Wenchen.
This is Max. Thank you very much for the provided guidance. I will work on that for the next. Thank you, Max.
Megan, this is Norm again. Did Aaron provide you a feedback on Charlotte? Okay, great. Okay.
Yes. Aaron did a great job. Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you, Aaron.
Yeah. Perfect. Okay. All right. So with that, we'll move on to the deferred application of Wenchen. I believe we have Wen online, as well as her supervisor, Brian Dennis. Casey, it looks like you're covering this application?
Yes. Sounds great. So Wen currently works at Lytex, I hope I said that correctly, Incorporated, but was employed as the general ledger accountant at Jive Software from January of 15 to September of 17. So that's 33 months. Jive provides modern communications and collaboration solutions for businesses. She was supervised by Brian Dennis, who I believe is also on the line, from January 15 to September 16, so a period of 21 months. I know on paper, just like an earlier applicant we had, on paper, there's a step between Brian and Wen. She mentions in the application, or she specifically addresses it and says that, you know, in actuality, she is supervised by him, directed by him, and then he also reviewed her work, and that she was in daily contact with him. So that personally satisfied me for the direct supervision. Her original application, as we know, it's deferred, so she submitted it before the last meeting, but was unable to make the changes for that meeting, so she's been deferred. As the GL accountant, Wen was responsible for journal entries, balance sheet reconciliations, fluctuation analysis, intercompany items, bank activities, investment accounts, AP reviews, prepaid fixed assets, capital leases, global tax and compliance, soft walkthroughs and testing, government surveys, and then various other responsibilities. When I first got her application for review, I suggested changes to all competencies. Primarily, these suggestions were for her to add detail, add additional examples, to ensure she was covering each component of the competency, as always, and to make some writing changes. And you can actually see in our meeting summary each particular competency recommendation that I made, so I plan to go through all of those. But I do plan to propose approval of her application, as I felt like she did a good job of incorporating my suggestions, and that overall she exhibited her fulfillment of her competencies appropriately. So with that, I'll open it up for feedback from the rest of the committee.
Thank you, Casey.
This is Nick. I thought it was overall a very solid application and no comments or questions.
Great. Yeah, I agree. Good job, Wen and Brian, on the updates to the application. Thank you.
Okay.
So I think I'll go ahead and make a motion. I move that there is sufficient evidence that Wynn Quinn has demonstrated the competencies necessarily for initial licensing under OAR 801-010-0065.
Thank you, Keith.
This is Michael, I'll second.
Yes, Michael. All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, the motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you all.
Hey, this Brian. Congratulations, Wynn. You guys should all be pretty proud of her joining our ranks. So great stuff.
Thank you. This is one. I just want to say thank you, everyone, for your help. It was not an easy process, but congratulations. Thank you. All right, so with that, we will move on to new business. We already covered the new motion wording earlier in the meeting. So there are not any other new items of business on the agenda, but I guess while we have a few minutes, I just wanted to see if there's any feedback from new members on the shadowing process and how that's working for you, any questions or suggestions, and then kind of thoughts on the plan for the members as we move forward to start to take on their own. Since I know we had two of a trial by fire your presentation today, so you did a great job, but we'd love to hear feedback. Yeah.
Hey, Megan, this is Norm. I have some feedback. I think it worked well for Aaron and I. When we first received Charlotte's application, we both reviewed it, compared notes, and then I think from that point, spoke with Charlotte verbally, and then we both reviewed her application once it came back, and I thought it worked well, and I'm really glad that Aaron was my partner on it, because actually worked out well, seeing as how I had the wrong time on my schedule for this meeting, and I apologize again for that. But so I thought
that happened.
But anyway, I thought it worked really great. And Aaron, hopefully you feel the same, that it was a good kind of learning process.
Yeah, I think it's pretty detailed. I haven't gone through this process myself on the other side of it, so I guess this is my first exposure to it. It is, pretty detailed, and I appreciate the Norm's feedback to my feedback was helpful.
This is Brian Miller, and Yvette and I had a similar kind of process where we both independently reviewed the application, then we connected with each other, and then we looped in the applicant, and I thought it went really well.
Yeah, the reviews are quite detailed. I mean, we have a really significant obligation to make sure that individuals that are not going through a public accounting track are getting, a credible level of experience that's similar to what they would get in public accounting. And so, you know, it's kind of up to us to help maintain the integrity of those applicants that are receiving their license and are getting kind of admitted into the pool. And so, it is a very detailed process. Aaron, I think you're spot on with that comment. Any other questions or feedback from the group? I know we have a lot of new members on the committee, which we're so grateful to have you. Thank you so much for embarking upon this very important journey with us. Any questions, or how are things going for people?
I was curious as to whether, this is Mary, I was curious as to whether the number of people applying has gone down with the COVID-19 activity.
At this is Julie. I don't have that data actually in front of me. I've been focused on so many other things lately that I really haven't tracked that. I'm sorry.
This is Stacy. I can respond to that minimally. I am seeing far fewer initial license applications. I'm still receiving quite a few exam applications, but not nearly as many licensure applications.
Mm-hmm. I think it's typical
for
us.
Go ahead.
Yeah, me too.
Well, I think it's also typical this time of year. During tax season, we see a decrease in the number that we receive, not just industry applications, but all applications. So I don't know how it tracks with last year in terms of, you know, how much of a dip, whether it's a bigger reduction.
Okay, well, thank you.
Oh, yeah, of course, thanks for the question. Does everyone have, there are a few different review templates and aids. I know that Stacy and Julie are all over it, but if you guys are seeking more guidance or tips or hints, you know, please let us know, and we'll do our best to get you up to speed as quickly as possible. So, anything else anybody would like to talk about while we're all here together? We don't get an opportunity to do this very often. So,
yes, Megan, I have a couple items, if that's all right.
Yeah, please.
So first I wanted to let you all know that Haley Fish, many of you remember her from the committee. She had taken herself out of the committee in last November. She passed away last week. So I wanted to let you all know about that. And I'll kind of circle back to that. So that I wanted to let you know, it's a tremendous loss for the governmental finance community. So we're all suffering there, and she will be very missed. And I think she was a valuable member of our committee. And recognizing that, yes, she had retired out of the committee, but she was still valuable, and she will be very missed. So that's the first thing I had. This is my last meeting. I've been on the committee for 5 years, and I just want to say thank you all so very much. This committee is so important for a million different reasons, but you guys are really holding the integrity of the CPA license in your hand, and I'm extremely confident in all of you. I'm extremely confident in what this committee has done over the time I've been there and prior to. I'm extremely confident in the direction it's going, and I'm really proud of everything we've done, and I know you guys will just do an amazing job in the future. Now, since that's my last meeting, so I don't have a, you know, public record issue or a public meeting issue, if you would like any information about Haley or we are forming a scholarship at Oregon State University, a memorial scholarship for her. If you are interested, please do email me. My email is on our roster. So please email me, and I will get you on the contact list. Also, if you would, right now we don't have plans for a service yet, but after the COVID thing has settled down, then we do plan to have a service for her. So if you would like to be on that contact list, please just let me know, and I'll make sure I'll add you because I'm the keeper of the list, so I will make sure you get on there. And I guess that's all I had to say. So thank you all so much. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Casey. We will miss you.
Thank you, Casey.
Thank you all. You guys take care. Thank you.
Thanks, Casey.
Well, on that note, I think we'll go ahead and adjourn the meeting at 11 minutes after 10 a.m. And thank you all for joining us today. And, you know, Casey, again, thank you so much for your service. We'll miss you, and we hope to all stay in touch.
Thank you. We'll miss you all as well.
And good luck on your next adventure.
Thanks. I did defend my dissertation, so I'm officially a doctor. So that's
yay! Hey, what a relief!
Congratulations!
It's done. Off to Mississippi State.
Nice job, Casey.
Thank you.